This is Carissa Lair reporting for the 92nd National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, reporting for FFA Today. I'm here with Isaac Valencia, reporter from California, for his first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Can you tell us about where you're from and what are your emotions at the start of this event?
So I'm from Galt, California, and my emotions for this event were just a lot of pride. I'm really glad that I got to be a part of this moment, and I think it's a really big moment for all of the Spanish speakers in the audience today.
Everyone has a story here at this FFA convention. Could you tell us a little bit about your story and how you started?
Of course. So I was born in Sacramento, California, and my parents got a little home in Galt. When I grew up, I have two older brothers. We didn't really have a direction. We're both first-generation Americans, and so our parents immigrated from Mexico. FFA in high school really gave me a direction as to what I wanted to do, and it helped me out so much in high school as well as in college that I just couldn't wait to give back. And so I'm actually an ag teacher today. And this was a moment that I could give back to an organization that has given me so much.
If you could tell us all, what is your favorite moment here in doing ag teaching?
I think my biggest or my favorite moment is just the amount of growth that you see from students, from the moment you meet them to the moment they graduate high school. It's almost a transformation that really leads them and prepares them for life after high school, regardless of what that might be. I always say that in the FFA, we don't create good agriculturists, we create good people. And I think that this organization and this entire convention is just a testament to that statement, because we are in so many different areas and excelling in so many different industries that it's really, really cool to see the support we have today.
If you can give a word of advice to those who want to be in the FFA or are in the FFA and want to get to your position, what would you tell them?
I would say get involved. Ask questions to your ag teachers if your school doesn't have an ag program. Look around you and see if there's a nearby ag program, but just get involved. Take advantage of every opportunity you can, because it's through events like the National Convention and different conferences that you get to network and meet people. And I think with all of the leadership training and experiences that you have, you just grow as a person, and it just makes you more well-rounded for the future.
Isaac Valencia here from California State Reporter. This is Carissa Lair reporting for the 92nd National FFA Convention for FFA Today.